All right, we are recording. It is now 10:05. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-092 regarding Mr. Jason Lindley and Erickson Framing, Arizona. The time is now 10:05 a.m. on February 23rd, 2024. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the assigned investigator to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees introduce themselves along with their title and purpose. We'll start with board staff.
Brandon Eaton, assistant investigator.
Orlean Lohr, investigations manager.
Thank you. Ms. Ray?
Jeannie Ray, assistant attorney general.
Thank you. Next, EAC members, please.
Chantel Cornett, public EAC.
Thank you.
John Joseph Proska, registered structural engineer.
Thank
EAC
you, sir.
Member.
Mark Sturgeon, structural engineer.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Felton?
Yeah, Greg Felton, structural engineer.
Thank you, sir. And then we have Mr. Larry Butts as a witness for this case.
Yes.
All right, appreciate it. Just for the record, Mr. Sosnowski, our alleger, was notified of this and invited to participate. We never did hear from him, so he's not here today. Mr. Lindley, our respondent, has declined to participate as well and asked Mr. Butts to participate instead, I guess, if I understand
yes.
correctly. Okay. Just a few reminders before we move forward. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself each time you speak so it is clear who is speaking. This becomes important so when we go back to review the recording, we can tell who said what. To avoid any disruptions, we'll need to have all cell phones turned off or put on silent mode. It's more of a reminder for myself than anyone. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from the meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on March 8th of 2023 regarding a non-registrant engineering trust design in Phoenix, Arizona on or about March 8th of 2023. The EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. EAC committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in the case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I'd like to ask committee members if they have done so and if they are comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I'll call each committee member by name, and then if you could just signify yes or no as to whether you're good to move forward. Mr. Sturgeon?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Felton?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Proska?
Yes.
Thank you. And Ms. Cornell?
Cornett, yes.
Cornett. I apologize.
That's okay.
Thank you. All right. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the committee brief. Interviews will be conducted. Well, we only have one participant, so it's kind of not relevant. At this time, I'd like to call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews.
Motion.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Appreciate
it. Proska.
And I'll need to do a quick roll call vote. And again, this is just to move into executive session. Mr. Sturgeon?
Here.
It's a yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Felton?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Praska?
Yes.
And Ms. Cornett?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. It is now 10:10. 10, 10.